Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Today is the 61st anniversary of the dropping of the atom bomb on Hiroshima. For years, the left wing has carried on a drumbeat campaign to convince people who don't remember World War II that Americans have guilt on our hands for dropping the bomb. Left-wing historians argue that dropping the bomb was unnecessary to winning the war because Japan was ready to surrender anyway. These left-wing historians have worked hard and written extensively to undercut the U.S. moral position. However, recent research into Japanese documents confirms that it was absolutely necessary to drop both the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs because the Japanese military was determined to keep the war going, even if it meant, as a Navy official urged at one meeting, sacrificing 20 million Japanese lives. The Japanese military ferociously resisted surrender even after the two atomic bombings, even after Soviet entry into the war, even when it expected the U.S. to drop a third bomb on Tokyo. Japanese historians in Kyoto have now discovered the documents that prove the Japanese military was steadfastly refusing to give up. The atomic bombings broke this political stalemate. Japan's chief cabinet secretary in 1975 said, "The atomic bomb was a golden opportunity given by heaven for Japan to end the war. Without both the atomic bombings, Japan would have continued fighting, and that would have meant more firebombing of Japanese cities and a ground invasion by U.S. troops that would have cost millions of deaths." Hiroshima was the chief argument in the hands of the Japanese peace faction to force the Japanese military to agree to surrender. One of Emperor Hirohito's closest aides is quoted as saying, "We of the peace party were assisted by the atomic bomb in our endeavor to end the war." Yes, Hiroshima incinerated many people, but the wartime alternatives were worse. Thank you, President Truman, for making the wise decision.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he always wanted to be a procrastinator, but he just never got around to it. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, I took GB back to the airport yesterday afternoon. Enjoyed his company very, very much. But I tell you what, on Monday night, I took him to the Montotoc County Fair. I grew up at the Montotoc County Fair. My mother told me when I was a baby, when I was 6 months old, she said, "Derry, I took you to the fair." And you've been to the fair every year since then. And she said, if you never miss a fair, you always say you've never missed a fair. So Jibby and I went to my 74th Montotoc County Fair at California, Missouri yesterday. And interestingly enough, it was the 140th annual fair. It's the oldest continuous county fair west of the Mississippi River. Now, there's some that are older, but a lot of fairs didn't hold their fair during the World War, during World War II. They didn't have fairs. But anyway, I remember very well when it was 100 years old, I was at Click Radio in Jefferson City, and I broadcast the 100th, the centennial parade from the courthouse square at that time. So 40 years goes in a hurry. But anyhow, just to show you how things change over 40 years, we were at the fair, and we had a double Clinton ham sandwich, each of us did, and then I bought two chocolate milkshakes. And I had a $10 bill there, and I walked up and said, "I need two chocolate milkshakes, one for me and one for Jeetie." And I handed him a $10 bill, and he says, "They're $4.50 a piece." That was $9 for two milkshakes. I didn't get my 50 cents back out of a $10 bill. And, you know, I got to thinking that I used to go to the Ritz Theater there in that same town, and I walk up to Lehman's Drugstore, and for 15 cents, we not only got a glass of milkshake, but they mixed it in one of these big metal containers, and then they brought the container over and set it down, so you got your glass full, and then you could pour the rest into your cup, and that was for 15 cents. But we don't have much inflation. Things really haven't changed that much, and we really don't have inflation if you compare our country to Zimbabwe. They tell us in Zimbabwe, I haven't been there and really don't plan on going, but if you go to the supermarket, you're going to have a duffel bag full of money, and the money is going to have to be $1,000 bills, because they have what they call hyperinflation. It's triggered when the government doesn't collect enough taxes to cover its expenditures, and they decide to print whatever money it needs to pay its bills. Oranges. I'm going to Zimbabwe. Makes my little old $4.50 milkshakes look cheap. 2 pounds of oranges cost $99,000. A corn curl corn snack cost $525,000. This is in Zimbabwe. Corn flakes, $875,000. One biscuit, $80,000. 2 pounds of steak, $990,000. Now, I have with me today, as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition, our good friend and colleague, Craig Smith. Craig heads up SwissAmerica.com. He is the owner-operator, so to speak. And, Craig, what do you think?
Well, you know, I was thinking either you're dating yourself here, Derry, or you're exposing, you know, one of the greatest frauds that's been perpetrated on the American people, and that's the debasing of their currency. Because when you talk about those two milkshakes for $4.50, if you go back to the day when they used to be 50 cents, the ice cream was real.
15 so cents.
The government was honest, or 15 cents, excuse yeah. me. The government was honest. You know, politicians did their job. Big corporations didn't run America. And, you know, now we have a corporation called the Federal Reserve, which is not federal and has no reserves and creates money quicker than God creates seconds of time. And we have fake ice cream and fake everything. And look, I'm not a doom and gloomer. You know that, Derry. I'm a very positive person. I think we'll ultimately fix a lot of these problems. But it always comes on the backs and the sweat of hard-working American people. And it's high time people understand that this government is not working in their best interest, and they better protect themselves, or the government will continue to steal from them in taxes and in devaluing the currency that they work so hard for. I mean, your story is a perfect example, Derry. I mean, think about it. You're at a fair, having a good time, and it costs you $9 for two milkshakes.
Yeah, I'm still having a problem with that.
I mean, Derry, I was at a little ice cream shop, a major, you know, two guys' names from back there in Vermont, down in downtown San Diego. The ice cream cones were $3.71. Now, they do that so with tax, they're $4. And if you want a waffle cone on top, it is $1.99. And if you want it in dipped chocolate, it's $2.59 or something. I mean, I was watching this poor guy with a family of four burn through a $20 bill to buy his kids ice cream. And I was thinking about when I was a kid, my dad used to buy the whole family ice cream for less than a buck.
I was going to say, yes, you could, for $20, you could own the store, practically.
Yeah. I mean, we used to go to Baumer's Ice Cream Parlor. I remember this like it was yesterday. And he'd buy all of us ice cream cones, the four of us, you know, my three siblings and my mom, but he didn't eat ice cream. He bought us four ice cream cones. He'd give us all a nickel. And afterwards, we'd take that nickel and go to the penny candy area, and we'd end up buying, you know, a couple pieces of Bazooka bubble gum or Mary Jane's or Kits or whatever, and he'd still have a quarter left in his pocket. I mean, we just don't seem to understand it in America, but now we're going to get it through our thick heads because interest rates are going up. Real estate that traditionally goes up with inflation is starting to come down while inflation's going up. We've got the classic signs of stagflation coming. You've got a stock market all over the place. You've got oil, Derry, at $77 a barrel. People are paying in California. Yesterday, I filled up the tank. How about $3.65 for a gallon of gasoline? And they're now expecting to go to $4 a gallon because of the Alaskan pipeline going down, which supplies the West Coast with their oil.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Today with Craig Smith, President and CEO of Swiss America. By the way, that's SwissAmerica.com, 1-800-BUY-COIN. And Craig, I was just talking here about, and you mentioned the Federal Reserve System and how the federal bankers, and they're not federal and they have no reserve, but nevertheless, they control our money supply, so to speak. And the Fed said they're not going to raise interest rates. This is the first time in what, I don't remember, a year and a half or longer that the interest rates haven't gone up at their monthly meeting. Is that going to do any good?
Well, it's a question which you think good is. I mean, you know, is it going to stop the inflation
yes.
that's already upon
yes.
us?
Yes.
Absolutely not. I mean, we've had 17 rate hikes. Not one of them has staved off inflation. After every rate hike we've had, inflation's gone higher. I mean, for us to think that we can continue to expand money supply the way that we're doing it, even though we don't report the M3 anymore, is and not cause inflation is ludicrous. And so to answer your question, no, Derry, but you got to remember something. Interest rates are like drugs that dose a patient. If you dose the patient, you got to give them a dose and then look at the effect that it has on the patient. So they gave 17 doses to this patient. I think it was smart that Ben Bernanke held off because they could overdose this patient and ultimately throw us into a recession. If they underdose the patient, and then the world's going to get the signal that we're going to maintain this weak dollar policy while the White House says it's a strong dollar policy. And that will create all kinds of other ripple effects. So the bottom line to the people that are listening to this program, things are going to cost more. Your credit cards are going to cost more. Your car loans are going to cost more. And your goods and services and the things that you need to live every day, gasoline, electricity, food, all that is going up slowly but surely. It's like the frog in a pot of water. You turn it up slowly, doesn't even know it's being boiled. It's going to cost you more to live 5 years from now than it does today. And that's why I've been imploring the listeners of this program to buy gold. People say, well, Craig, it went from 300 to 600. You know, it's going to come back down. No, it's not this time. Okay, I begged people on this program, Derry, to buy gold to 300. Some listened, some didn't. Then I pleaded with them at 400. Then I basically was willing to slash my wrist if they didn't at 500. Okay, at 600, I said, please, Derry, what does it have to do? Hit 1,000 or so before people realize that they're milking your savings away from you. And look, I'm not talking about taking all your money and buying gold. I'm just saying take 5, 10, 15% of your money and get in gold, because, Derry, it's the only thing that's going to protect you against what's occurring. Could you imagine if tomorrow, Derry, Iran, which represents 3% of the world's oil, if they said, hey, we're going to hold our oil off the market just to be, to punish the world of what's going on with Hezbollah in the Middle East and their pursuit of nuclear weapons, Derry, you'd have $100 a barrel oil. What's that going to do to farmers? What's that going to do to the average person? You and I talked off the air. Soon, people are not going to be able to afford to drive 50 miles to go to work. Is that part of a plan that's going to force people? I mean, I never thought about that till you said that to me off the air. Maybe that's part of a plan to force people into living in certain areas of the country together. I mean, it's just too frightening. And the only way to maintain our freedoms, Derry, is to maintain our financial freedoms.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
And here we are, going into the commercial break, and we're visiting, by the way, with Craig Smith, President and CEO of Swiss America. Craig, we were talking about the price of oil. Today, I believe, it's up to $77 a barrel, and you said it could go to $100 a barrel, and you said, well, what's that going to do to farmers? And it's going to definitely affect the production of agriculture, but what else is it going to do? It's going to affect what it costs to get that food to the stores, to the consumer. And, you know, you mentioned it's possible that this is some sort of a undercover, covert plan to get people to move into these sustainable communities. And I can see that if gas went to $10 a gallon, there's no way that the typical working American could get from home to a job. And this is exactly, if you read Al Gore's book, if you read Sustainable Development, this is exactly the plan, is to put everybody in these sustainable areas where you ride your bicycle to work. We have these little areas with green space all around them. And, you know, $10 a gallon gasoline would just about do it. I hear all the time, well, they'll never move me. They will if you're going to get something to eat.
Yeah, you know, Derry, I never thought about it till we talked off the air today. And look, you and I are a bit different in that I don't believe in a lot of conspiracy theories. But at the same token, you can't look past common sense. And, I mean, there is this move to move people in major metropolitan areas or to move them in work communities. And you know, just from a practical standpoint, I started thinking about it after we hung up before the program. You know, what does that do to people's freedoms? I mean, what does that do to us being targets for nations that would want to do us ill, whether it be a terrorist attack or a military attack? We got everybody living in one area. It makes us very, very, very vulnerable. And look, I don't have all the answers, Derry, but I can tell you this. I see huge money going into gold. I see predictions of as much as $6,000 an ounce for gold. And I thought, man, how ludicrous. I mean, I got some very intelligent people are saying $1,000 by the end of the year. And all of a sudden, I started looking at the oil-producing nations. Derry, Vladimir Putin, of all people, okay, he's talking about moving away from the U.S. dollar for oil, you know, because Russia's the third largest producer of oil in the world right now, or second largest, excuse me. You know, you've got other people that have been talking, like Hugo Chavez. He wants to abandon the dollar for oil. There's talk in the Middle East of going to the gold dinar. All this is going to impact Americans financially. And look, I know it sounds like a commercial for my product. So, hey, if you don't want to use me, go use somebody else. But gold is going to play a vital part in moving forward as a nation. That's why all these mutual fund managers and these big money people are moving into it. And I can't encourage your people enough to at least explore it right now, because something is afoot, Derry.
You know, gold went up. You were talking about $600 an ounce gold, and gold went up to $725, didn't it?
Did yes, it,
not?
It did. Uh-huh.
Then it dropped back almost $100. And I have here an interesting comment, and I was not aware of this. But are you familiar with the court case Howell versus the Bank for International Settlements?
You bet. I know Reginald Howell well. Uh-huh.
All right. The complaint is for damages arising from the manipulative activities in the gold market from 1994 to the present time, orchestrated by government officials acting outside the scope of their legal or constitutional authority, and certainly large bullion banks active on the over-the-counter gold derivatives on the commodities exchange. The complaint alleges horizontal price fixing.
Right. That comes from the gold antitrust action that's headed up by Bill Murphy. Reginald Howe is a shareholder of the Federal Reserve Bank back east, which entitled him to be able to actually sue the Federal Reserve Bank. And now he's going after the Bank of International Settlement because a federal court judge just threw it out in Massachusetts. But look, you'd have to be an idiot not to believe that big banks manipulated gold. They leased gold. They used the money to prop up the stock market. I mean, it's pretty well known. Goldman Sachs, many of the others are pretty vocal about it in their financial statements. And then once again, it's the evidence of the fact that gold is real, paper is not. Which do you want to plan your future on? I mean, if you want to plan it on paper, go ahead. Okay, but it's going to fail.
All right, when we're talking about planning it on paper, I look over here at what is happening in Zimbabwe. Now, we
perfect
know
example.
that's one of those, one of the them there kind of countries, but nevertheless, Yugoslavia in 1993 saw prices double every 16 hours for a while. We were in Brazil, and I don't remember what year it was. It's probably been 15 years ago now, maybe 12, I don't know. But came back from Brazil, or when we were down there, we took money with us, but it was in the form No, you go to the bank and you buy them.
Right, pesetas down there maybe.
What?
Pesetas?
No. We took money, not money orders, but
American traveler's checks,
cashier's checks. Okay,
right.
We took cashier's checks with us, and we were afraid to cash over one at a time because each day you went over there, they were worth less.
Right.
Their money was worth less. Your money was worth more.
Right. You get more of your U.S. versus their currency.
Right, right. So, and like I said, in 1993, Yugoslavia, the prices doubled every 16 hours, every day, less than every day. It would double. Can that happen here?
Probably not to the same degree, but it sure can happen on a long-term basis. There's no doubt about that, Derry, and it's happening every day.
So, you know, it's a little bit chilly to look at that, and you say, well, hey, and I remember my grandmother talked about this. She came over from, her mother came over from Germany, and they talked about how it took a wheelbarrow load of money to buy a loaf of bread. Craig, I owe our stations a 10-second commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. For years, you've heard me on the Common Sense Coalition encouraging people all throughout the United States of America to start to look at gold for their portfolio. Now, you're going to say, Craig, come on, gold, why does it make such sense? Well, it's simple. 5 to 15% of every portfolio in America should be diversified into something tangible. Gold, gold coins, silver coins. Professor Raymond Lumbrough from the University of Pennsylvania was commissioned by Congress years ago to do a study. The study was simple. What would happen if we put a certain amount of gold and silver into the average investment portfolio? Would it increase performance? Would it decrease performance? Would it increase safety, decrease safety? Well, Professor Raymond Lumbrough brought up this report to Congress, and it absolutely blew Congress's mind. What it said was that just adding 5% gold to your portfolio increased portfolio performance over the period studied and decreased portfolio risk. As a direct result, Congress allowed you to own gold and silver coins in your IRA. That's right. Today, you don't even have to have money that you can get to buy gold and silver. You can go to your IRA, your KEO, your 401k, your qualified retirement plans, and you can put your retirement on a gold standard. Simply pick up a phone and call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. Speak to the representative about how you can put Gold Eagle coins into your IRA, KEO, or qualified pension plan. It's as simple as a phone call. We can take care of all of it for you. There's a beautiful custodian arrangement with a major bank in the East Coast that will prepare all the documents. It's a simple phone call away. Or maybe you're one of those people that say, hey, yes, it'd be great in my IRA or my KEO, but I also want to have some at home where I can physically get my hands on it. Now's the time to call Swiss America at 800-289-2646. I have 50 well-trained and well-staffed people that can meet every single need that you have, answer all your questions. Make sure you get a full education on how tangibles can protect your future. Why not take 5 minutes? It's a simple phone call. We'll send you out a free report. If you'd like, I'll send you a copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century, or a copy of Joseph Farah's recent Whistleblower magazine about how the Federal Reserve is defrauding America. It's all there, and it's a simple phone call away. Call 800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. If you're in the car, remember 1-800-BUY-COIN or SwissAmerica.com.
And we have returned. Craig, let's go to New Mexico. Hal has a question for you. Hi, Hal, you're on the air. Hal's not there. Okay.
Hey, Hal, nice talking to you.
Yeah, that was a quick question. Let's go to Harold in Tennessee. Hi, Harold, you're on the air.
Hey, Derry, I got a comment about that oil up there in Brujo Bay.
Okay, what is it?
That oil is not refined for gasoline. It is a sour oil which they make plastic out of.
Harold, you're incorrect. It's light, sweet crude that comes out of Prudhoe Bay. Other areas of Alaska, you have sour crude, but Prudhoe Bay produces light sweet crude. Almost all that 400,000 barrels a day goes directly to West Coast refineries. That's why you're going to see huge spikes in prices on the West Coast, because even if we tap the SPR, it's going to take at least a month to get that oil physically to California. We only have about two weeks worth of inventories here to run at the refineries. Refineries are running at 91.6% capacity now at higher temperatures because of summer blends, so we've got probably breakdowns in the pipeline. So the Prudhoe Bay is really going to have an impact on the West Coast. Might not affect you in Tennessee, but it's really going to affect us in California.
Okay, I appreciate the call. I was going to ask about Prudhoe Bay. I saw the other day where British Petroleum owns that.
Yes, sir, they sure do.
So that's not even an American company.
Yeah, BP, you know, is a company that's been operating in America. It is a British-owned corporation, at least it was at one time. I don't know if it is now. Nowadays, multinationals, heck, who knows who owns it anymore.
I was going to say, well, so does Citgo, and that's Venezuela. That's our old buddy down there, Hugo Chavez.
Hugo Chavez. Every time you go to a Citgo gasoline, you're putting money in a man's pocket who believes in the total destruction of the United States of America. I mean, it goes directly to that man. I mean, it's not just the government of Venezuela. It goes into Hugo Chavez's pocket. This is a man who meets with Ahmadinejad, who meets with people who hate America. He's clearly bent on his socialist agenda down there. Hey, his hero is Fidel Castro. I mean, this is a guy that has his sights set on Cuba. I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to be looking at Cuba now that Fidel is sick. And, of course, you know, we have a funny rumor in California here. We don't think he's in there for any major surgery. We think he's getting a facelift because he thinks George Bush and Tony Blair look too good. And if he's going to be a world leader, he's got to have a good look. Got to have some of that John Kerry Botox in his face.
Well, if he's going to look good, he should get a facelift and make him look like Bill Clinton. Hey, let's go back to the phones in tennis. Now I've scratched them both out. Did we just talk to Harold or Hal? Okay, let's go to Hal in New Mexico. Hal's called back. Hi, Hal.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, Hal.
Good. I sure subscribe to what Craig Smith is saying, and I've been interested in gold for a long time. And I read an article in Swiss America. It said there was a House bill that's been passed and now is law in free America. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say free America. Free America that said this bill has been passed into law that is no longer legal to keep your gold in safe deposit boxes. And,
you know, I had that story back months and months and months ago. I don't know if it was it wasn't in the Patriot Bill, I don't think, but it was some sort of a news release, and I don't remember where it came from. I think I'd have it on file in my gold file, but it made the comment that if there is a national disaster, and they even talked about the bird flu as a pandemic, that if we went into some sort of a martial law state, then you would have to have a government official to open. Jeff, we've got a problem. I don't know what it is.
Are you there, Derry?
Yeah, I'm still here. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you would have to have a government official to be with you in the bank when they opened the bank box, and you were not allowed to take out cash, silver, or gold, or a weapon.
Well,
and I asked GB, now GB used to be president of a bank, and now he's on the bank board, so he said, I don't know all what I used to know, but he said that's very possible.
Yeah, and I think it's not only possible, it's probable. Most people don't realize this. In the fine print of your safety deposit agreement, Derry, they say that you're not allowed to hold U.S. currency in a safety deposit box. So if you've got $100 bills shoved in your safety deposit box, by law, they can be confiscated.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. If you look any safety deposit box agreement that you have, if you take the time to read the two pages of the fine print, you're going to see it in the fine print.
Oh, but now that be whether it's a state bank or a national bank? Would that make any difference?
That I don't know. I know that this is and the only reason I know is because I have a safety deposit box with a major bank in Arizona. And I suspect it's probably a national banking law, and I can't verify that. But to get to Hal's comment, I'm not aware of any legislation that's passed that way. Now, he's going to say, well, wait a minute, you run Swiss America, for Pete's sakes. Our website has millions of pages of information on it. We've got dozens of contributors around the country. I'd have to check with Dave Bradshaw, but I'm sure if you go to our website, SwissAmerica.com, and put in a search engine, gold confiscation or any of those combinations, you'll be able to pull it up. And if there is a current article. I'm not aware of any legislation that has been passed. I am aware of legislation that has been proposed, as you are, Derry.
Well, it would probably be, if it was legislation, it would probably be some little hidden words in the Patriot Bill.
Yeah, that's where I would imagine it is. And you know, I don't talk about this publicly on the air, Derry, and we do it individually with people that call us at our toll-free number. But we can show you very safe places to keep your gold that does not require a safety deposit box or a private banking facility or a deposit facility. We show you places to do it. And again, I don't want to give too much over the air, but there are plenty of places to keep it where you can get your hands on it in a matter of minutes. You know, you don't have to dig a hole in the backyard and bury it and all that stuff. And now with coins that come hermetically sealed in these containers by PCGS or NGC, it makes gold storage and the ability to be able to keep your gold safe very, very convenient.
Yeah, GB and I was talking about that very same thing at home the other day. And, you know, I said, you know, I feel kind of sorry for people that live in a complex, you know, like in a condominium or something.
Sure. Because, or a high-rise in New York City.
Yeah, out on the farm, you know, I mean, it's no problem at all. You can put things where nobody can. You can put things where you can't go back and find them yourself. I mean, big things.
And I've done that before, Terry. You know, I've done that before myself. And you know what's interesting is I was talking to a fellow who lives in just outside New York City in a high-rise. And I showed him a place that he could store his gold. And he was just dumbfounded. And he said, if a thief could get it there, heck, the guy probably needs it worse than I do. Because it would take a thief, you know, hours to figure this out. And most thieves come in, they hit, and they run. And they look in very specific areas. And you know where they look, Derry. They look in your sock drawer, that, you know. But there are ways to do it. And we, you know where we've come up with our best solutions for that?
Where's that?
Little old ladies that live in Pennsylvania. I'm at this one gal that gave me an idea of where to keep stuff, and it just, Derry, I'll tell you off the air, but it'll blow your mind.
Let's go to Kansas. Jerry has a question about gold. Jenny, I'm sorry, Jenny.
Hello?
Yes, Jenny, you're on the air.
Okay, great. I am very concerned about the state of the economy, and my husband and I have been talking about investing in gold. But my question is, if I buy the gold and say I bury it somewhere, if it's going to be recalled and if it's going to be illegal to hoard the gold, then what good is it going to be to me?
It's a great question, Jenny. Two answers. Number one, if they were to recall gold, I guarantee you'll see an underground economy form, and just like we saw happen in Russia. But the best way to avoid that is early American $20 gold pieces. You can buy Mint State 61 $20 gold pieces, which trade for a small premium above the price of their gold bullion counterpart. They are covered under the Coinage Act of 1933, Section 2, Subsection B, where it gives you the ability to hold coins of specific recognized value to the collectors of rare and unusual coins. It was written right into the bill. It was challenged during 1933 during the recall. It withstood muster, so it's precedent. Now, again, you know, I mean, hey, the government can do anything they want, but more than likely you're going to be fine in that area. And we're very comfortable in telling people that if you buy coins that meet the criteria for Section 2, Subsection B of the Coinage Act of 33, you will not have to worry about confiscation. If you call our offices, we have a great report entitled Your Right to Own Gold. You should be able to find it on the net. If not, call the offices, and they'll get you a complimentary copy out, Jenny, and read that before you make any decisions on your gold.
Is that...
Okay, hold on, Jenny. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Jenny, are you still with us?
I'm with you.
Okay, you were just about to say something and ask another question when the commercial break caught us.
Well, I was going to ask a question about numismatic gold, but I want to hold off on that for a second. I want to talk about the money that we have in our IRAs. What would a person recommend doing with that?
In the IRAs, Jenny, you can put gold or silver, eagles, American eagles. Those are qualified. I highly recommend the proof gold eagles because they also have a numismatic value to them beyond their gold content. They were very limited in production, and therefore they've been going up regardless of what the price of gold has done. But, yes, your IRAs, your KEOs, your 401Ks, and your qualified pension plans can all now have gold. Ever since Raymond Lumbrot did that report for Congress, Congress has decided that gold offers enough value to the consumer that they'll allow it in qualified pensions now.
Okay.
And to answer your question quickly, because I want to get back to Derry on this thing, because Dave Bradshaw in our research department immediately posted this on the web, so if you guys go to SwissAmerica.com, you'll see it.
Okay.
But in the case of numismatic coins, I want to give you the language. The language in Section 2B says, coins are exempt that have a specific recognized value to the collectors of rare and unusual coins. Now, there's been a lot of debate. Some coin companies say, well, that's a 15% rule, which is total nonsense. It has to be a coin that has a collectible value beyond its gold content. And if you give the offices a call, I really want to encourage you to get this report, Jenny.
Okay.
If you just call 800-289-289. 2646. Tell them you've been listening to Derry Brownfield. You need a complimentary copy of The Right to Own Gold.
Okay.
That will give you everything you need to know right in there.
Okay, thanks for the call, Jenny.
I want to give this to you real quick, Derry, before we run out of time. David Bradshaw sent this to me December 4, 2003. Tucked inside an intelligence spending bill awaiting the president's signature December 13th is a provision that allows the FBI to obtain an individual's financial records from coin shops, casinos, car dealers, travel agents without a court order. And then it goes on to talk about what that fellow was asking about. It'd take too long to read the whole article, but if you go to SwissAmerica.com, Dave's got it posted up there so everybody can read it and understand exactly what that bill does and does not do. It was an article in the Washington Times.
Okay, did it come out of the Patriot bill?
Let's see. I'm trying to go through it right now. The committee staffers said it would not be accurate to describe the provision as Patriot 2. It's not Patriot or expansion of Patriot authorities. Patriot bill was one. It sounds like they're saying it's not, but, boy, it sure sounds like it to me, Derry.
Yeah, it is. I think I remember that because we discussed it on the air, but it's been months and months and months ago.
Right. Well, I'm reading here. We see this as one step closer towards a broad records power with no judicial review. That was a major part of the proposal to expand the Patriot Act. It's a very sneaky provision and not something most people were aware of until right before the bill was passed.
And so, you know what it does? It makes your banker your enemy here. He becomes a spy. He becomes a Gestapo. I mean, the best of bankers. I mean, like old GB said the same thing. He said, you know, we've got to do this. If we don't, they'll lock our doors. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
Here it comes. Can you see it?
Almost. Wow. It's incredible.
What a funrise!
You mean sunrise, don't you?
No, I mean funrise. The fun is shining at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th through the 20th in Sedalia. 9 nights of big-name concerts, including James Taylor and Big and Rich, a mile-long carnival midway, Dodge Rodeo and bull riding, and lots of free fun and entertainment. Nowhere but the fair can you find such a variety of things to see and do. In fact, the fair's got everything that's fun for everyone under the sun, and it's only $8 to get in. Plus, parking is free, and kids 12 and under get in free, too.
Wow. That's a bargain.
Gather your family and friends for all the fun at the Missouri State Fair, August 10th to the 20th in Sedalia. Don't miss the last hurrah of summer. Find out more at mostatefair.com and let the fun shine.
We're in the home stretch here, Craig. We don't have very many minutes left, but I was going to mention, you talked about it, we mentioned earlier that if martial law is declared, and they keep talking about all of these different things that can cause the government to take over and do these things. In fact, the bird flu was one of them, if you remember. Bush said, hey, we might need to quarantine entire state areas, etc. If you go to this underground economy that one of our listeners was talking about,
mm-hmm.
You know, if you have gold coins, they're going to be so valuable that you probably won't be able to buy a loaf of bread with them, or you know that people won't be able to make change. I like the idea of silver dollars, or even less, maybe junk silver, where you have quarters that have actual silver in them.
Yeah, Derry, as you know, for years I hadn't been a big proponent of silver because it had been, you know, just in the toilet for so many years and was a lousy investment. But now when you're talking about the type of application you're talking about, yes, I agree, dimes, quarters, and half dollars make sense now. I believe clad materials, 64 or 65 through 69 Kennedy half dollars that are 40% silver, they're a wonderful option. Silver dollars. Silver eagles, I mean, 1 ounce rounds. I mean, I think all of it makes sense now. And look, anything that's going to protect you against inflation, we got to be out of our minds, Derry, to believe that now that the Fed has admitted to a minimum of 3%, and I think it's double that, Derry, inflation, and they've raised rates 17% to stave off the inflation, and it's done nothing to stop it. What makes us think that we're not going to have inflation? Now, will we have it the way we had in the 79-80 with 22% interest rates and 16% inflation? Probably not. But let's say it's running 6, 7, or 8, or 9% a year. My gosh, Derry, that's stealing money from people, and you don't have to be stolen from if you have something that's inflation proof, and that's gold.
Or that'll go up with it. You mentioned they've raised rates 17%. You meant 17,
no, 17 times.
Times.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I knew what you meant. See, you're like I am. We talk so fast we say things we haven't thought of yet.
Yeah, my tongue gets in front of my eye teeth. I can't see what the heck I'm saying.
There you go.
But, you know, Derry, I hope after a program like this, people will take the time to give us a call at 800-289-2646. You know, it spells 800 buy coin, or go to the net at SwissAmerica.com. Look, don't do anything out of emotion. Let us educate you. Let us explain the reasons why. Let us show you how to do it properly. You take 5-10 minutes, get a little education, then think about it, pray about it, then make some decisions, and we'll show you how to do it where you don't have to. Here's the good news, Derry. This is like getting, you know, a disease that there's a cure for. We have a disease in America, and there's a cure for it, so why not just take the cure and sleep well at night and not worry about it?
You know, the USA Today, and I don't know if it was in today's article or not. No, Monday, August the 7th, so it's been out on the streets for a while. But this article in USA Today talks about the government keeping two sets of books.
Right.
Did you read that article?
$3.5 trillion deficit in 2005 versus the, what was it, $700 billion they told us?
Yeah, the books that we see, the books that the Congress sees, quotes $318 billion deficit in 2005, yet the audited financial statement quotes a $760 billion deficit.
That's
and
right. I got it right here, Derry. There was $760 billion deficit in 2005. If you include Social Security and Medicare, it goes to $3.5 trillion budget deficit. Not just a bill, budget deficit, Derry.
So you can see how we're having the wool pulled over our eyes. Now you say, oh, you read all that stuff and you believe it. I don't know. Somebody in USA Today thought so. You don't usually see this kind of information on Hannity and Combs or some of the other talk shows. But I'll tell you what, we're just about out of time, Craig. And I always enjoy having you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Happy trails to you. Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.